From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning, everyone. You're very welcome to our program. Today we have Jack Halcombe singing for us, and it's the lovely hymn, He the Pearly Gates Will Open. My subject in our ongoing study of Mark's Gospel is Christ and the Collection Plate, the verses 41 to 44 of chapter 12. Perhaps we can read those verses in a moment, but let me mention our program tonight at 9 o'clock just before I do. I will be playing the last extract from Joanna Tinsley's testimony and speaking on our last topic in the series, Things People Said About Christ. Next week, in the will of the Lord, I will be commencing a new series of gospel studies entitled The Lord Jesus on Trial Before His Enemies. And instead of playing extracts from a testimony, I will give the first reading from a little book entitled I Will Come Again. It's a book on prophecy. And I will be giving away free copies of this book to those who request it. But that's next week. Let's return to our program today, and we'll read from Mark chapter 12, the verses 41 to 44. And Jesus sat over against the treasury, and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much. And there came a certain poor widow, and she threw in two mites, which make a farthing. And he called unto him his disciples, and saith unto them, Verily I say unto you, that this poor widow hath cast more in than all they which have cast into the treasury. For all they did cast in of their abundance, but she of her want did cast in all that she had, even all her living. May God bless this reading of his word to our hearts. Here's Jack Halcombe singing that lovely hymn, He the Pearly Gates Will Open.
Love divine, so great and wondrous, deep and mighty, pure, sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of toil. He the pearly gates will shall enter heaven. that I may enter in. For he purchased my redemption and forgave me.
Turning then to the verses that we read together, verses 41 to 44 of Mark chapter 12, Christ and the collection plate. In the previous verses that we studied, the comments of the Lord Jesus regarding the scribes are recorded. One of the complaints he had to make of them was that they devour widows' houses. Verse 40. In their capacity as lawyers, they charged exorbitant rates for work done for widows, whose widowhood doubtless required legal assistance over the settling of their husbands' estates. In this morning's study, a widow is again featured. She is a poor widow. The word poor here refers to someone reduced to beggary, so she was very poor indeed. Let us consider what the passage tells us. First of all, please notice that Christ takes an interest in what is put on the collection plate. It is often felt that the Lord takes no interest in the financial side of his kingdom's affairs. Well, that would be entirely wrong. Verse 41 says, "And Jesus sat over against the treasury and beheld how the people cast money into the treasury, and many that were rich cast in much." In the Old Testament, it was carefully stated just what the Israelite was expected to give of his substance to the work of God. It was a tenth, or his tithe. This was a rule even before the law was given to Moses at Mount Sinai. You may recall the story of Jacob. You remember how he travelled from his home in Canaan to the home of his mother's family in Haran, which is located in Mesopotamia, or in today's Iraq. On his way there, he came to Bethel. And again, you may remember the famous passage in Genesis chapter 28. Let me read it to you. "And he lighted upon a certain place, and tarried there all night, because the sun was set. And he took of the stones of that place, and put them for his pillows, and lay down in that place to sleep. And he dreamed. Behold, a ladder sat up on the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. And behold, the Lord stood above it, and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land whereon thou liest, to thee will I give it, and to thy seed. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth, and thou shalt spread abroad to the west, and to the east, and to the north, and to the south. And in thee, and in thy seed, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And behold, I am with thee, and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land. For I will not leave thee, until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob awaked out of his sleep and said, Surely the Lord is in this place, and I knew it not. And he was afraid, and said, How dreadful is this place! This is none other but the house of God, and this is the gate of heaven. And Jacob rose up early in the morning, and took the stone that he had put for his pillows, and set it up for a pillar, and poured oil upon the top of it. And he called the name of that place Bethel. But the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, If God will be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat, and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be God's house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will surely give the tenth unto thee. Verses 11 to 22 of Genesis 28. Did you notice that Jacob offered a tenth of all he possessed as part of his allegiance to the Lord? I believe that our love for God should likewise manifest itself in such a measure. If it did, the cause of Christ would not want for the means to spread the gospel. Now notice, secondly, that it is not the amount that we give, but the portion that counts with Christ. In the eyes of men, what the widow gave may have been deemed laughable, a farthing. Some of us are old enough to remember when you could spend a farthing. Some of you listening never seen one. Well, it didn't amount to very much. What difference to God's work would such a small offering as this mean? It literally was no more than a drop in the ocean. But please notice that the Lord Jesus took note of what she gave and commended her giving. He didn't commend the rich man, but he commended the widow. The Savior deemed the poor widow with her two mites to have given more than the rich man with her gold, because she gave all she had. The Savior did not look at the amount, but the heart and motive behind the giving. That's what Paul taught us in 2 Corinthians 8 and 12. For if there be first a willing mind, it is accepted according to that a man hath, and not according to that he hath not. When it says she gave in all that she had, even all her living, it probably refers to all the money she possessed at that moment. What gratitude she manifested, what faith she displayed when she gave such a gift. Finally, the conclusion of this matter is that we advertise how much we love the Lord, how much we trust the Lord, by the portion of our wealth we contribute each Lord's day to the offering in His house. You know, God keeps a record of our offerings, irrespective of the church books. God keeps a record. How do you compare with the poor widow? Does your hand open wide on the Lord's day as you give to God's work? As we're giving, let us by all means give secretly. It is something between us and the Lord. Let us give cheerfully, for God loveth a cheerful giver. 2 Corinthians 9 and 7. But let us give liberally, as did this widow woman. May God bless our study today to all of our hearts. Do listen in tonight at 9 o'clock. God bless you. Join with us again next week.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78-3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.